So, do you want to know what the theme is for 2016? All right. So, Psalm 65, verse 11. This is where the Lord gave me this first. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. And that scripture, God really put in my heart to really name and frame every year strategically as we move forwards. And so here David, the psalmist, writes that God crowns a year. I like that thought. See, God works through time and seasons, doesn't he? There's a time for every activity under heaven. It's a time to weep, time to laugh, time to mourn, time to dance, time to rejoice, time to scatter, a time to gather. And so I'm just thinking, Lord, what is the overall theme for all of Wave Church in its entirety for 2016? So in the past, some of you remember some of the titles we've had. We've had abundance and increase. Okay, we've had doing life well. We've had connection, get connected. God and people, people matter. A church that prays was last year. Well, this year, let me just tell you what we did. We took our pastors and some of our staff away for about 4 days to have what we call a staff getaway. And it's a time of imparting into the team. And we gave all of our staff that came on this getaway this exercise to get in groups of about 4 or 5 people. And there was about 9 groups, Josh, I think from memory. And this is what we said to them. If Wave Church was in the front page of the newspaper in January of 2017, what would the headline be if we made the headlines of like local national news? And presuming it's good, of course. Okay, so that was the caveat we gave, you know. And what would the headline be? And I loved, because this is what they all did. They all wrote down their individual answers. There was 9 groups, about 4 or 5 people. They all wrote down what they think that headline would be. Then they all got together in that group and discussed what their individual ones were, looked for an overlap and commonality between them, and came up with a headline that that group all collectively worked on. Then we put all the 9 groups together and gave all the different 9 headings and looked for an overlapping common theme that came out of that and came out with a headline of what we think what would be a great headline of Way Church. And there were so many things attached to it. What came out of it was this idea that Wave Church is a relevant church. We speak well to the generation and the culture we're trying to reach. That we have answers for this generation and world in which we live. That there is a great, the article would definitely have something to say about making community better. The article would have something to say about the ability for the church to be multi-generational, multicultural, multi-racial, socioeconomically appealing to a broad group of people, the business world, the media, the arts, that somehow there would be some idea of miracles still happen for today and that we are transforming our community. So the article headline came down to this: Wave Church, breaking down walls and bringing answers. Do we have that caption? Breaking down walls. Wave Church breaks down walls. The wall of divide between the church and the unchurched. The wall of divide in terms of, a generational gap. The world breaking down walls. We're building bridges and we're bringing answers of hope. And I like that, don't you? So here's the theme for 2016. Breaking down walls, bringing answers. That's going to be the theme. So, having said that, we decided then that with our vision team, and I know Clayton, I'm probably still asking, are you still there? And I'm hoping you are by now, and because I keep forgetting to tell you to stay there. But we actually took the vision team away because as we meet as an eldership once a month, Clayton and myself, and as often as I'm there more often than I'm not there, we meet with our, I just saw him get up on the stage again. I'm so sorry, Clayton. Just stay there till I say sit down. Is that okay?
Yeah, I need the exercise.
Okay. Yeah, you do not. You're in great shape. We actually, with the vision team, wanted to really rewrite again our journey program and really come up with some strategic ideas of what would be some great, teaching in our leadership culture. This vision team, those reports we gave you, Casey is the guy that spearheads all this. All the new people, new Christians for every campus. Casey, if you like, and I mean this in the truest way, holds every campus's pastor's feet to the fire to make sure they can account for every single person. Can't guarantee all of them are going to keep coming to church, but we can do everything we can to give them every reason why they could. And that's Casey's job, to make sure the campus guys have got enough people in there. But we have a team of people, just like our elders meet once a month to go over the financials. Well, the bottom line of Wave Church is not numbers. It's not dollars. The bottom line of Wave Church is people. And I thought, let's give the same intentionality and audit and attention and stewardship to how we are handling the people that God's bringing as we do with the business side of Wave Church. You with me here? And so Casey runs that. Clayton, and we have a team of people that meet once a month at the same night. Tonight they met, correct, Clayton? They met tonight.
That's right.
Met through all those things. And I asked them, what do you feel is the really important things for us as we look into this year about leadership topics? And so I felt the Holy Spirit put in my heart, this year we're to do 10 monthly leadership training nights in every campus. And so we're doing that. Every campus of Wave Church is going to have 10 of these. Tonight is our vision night. And that's what we're doing tonight, is launching that. February, in terms of leadership training nights, we want to talk about, we got this right, influence, and about what real influence looks like. In March, we want to talk about excellence. In April, we want to talk about strategic thinking. In May, we want to talk about, I'm slightly out on the dates, aren't I? Yeah, sorry about that. Evangelism. And then July, we're going to break because everybody should go on holidays. And July is a good month for everyone to go on holidays. Praise the Lord. So July, we're having a break. August, we're going to teach on resolving conflict, building the right kind of boundaries. This is the leadership topic nights. And then September, we're going to be teaching on unity and diversity, breaking down the generational, how do we keep breaking down those generational barriers? How do we keep building generational bridges for every generation? How do we become a multi-diverse congregation? How do we continue to do that? And then October, we're going to teach on whatever it takes and, sacrificial leadership. November, we're going to talk as we do every November about the foundation and what we're going to do for the next 12 months. And then December, we're all going to go to Busch Gardens and see Christmas lights. No, it's going to be a leadership appreciation better party, and it'll be a lot better than last year's one where nobody got in. Praise the Lord. So, and we're making some changes to this. The vision team have come back to us and saying, we feel like the journey's good. The journey's, how we do that every Sunday. But we feel like we want to streamline it. And so if I got this right, and Casey, please tell me if I'm wrong. What we're going to do from now on is on the first Sunday of every month, we're going to teach the Journey 101. And the Journey 101 is, everybody's new to Wave Church, and it's basically read your Bible, how to pray, water baptism, and I got it all written here, Steve, just read your notes. And what is a Christian? Water baptism. And just, prayer, how to pray, worship, and the importance of church. So on the first Sunday of every month, that's what we're going to say to people, go to the Journey. Second Sunday of the month, we're going to say, welcome to Wave. And it's the DNA of Wave Church. It's culture and the importance of church. So the third Sunday of every month is going to be the Holy Spirit, praying for everybody, teaching about getting filled with the Spirit, and then praying for people to get filled with the Spirit. Every month, the third Sunday of every month, and we'll announce it every Sunday. Okay, today, if you're new to Wave, we want you to go to these four meets. And this is what will come out of it. And then the fourth Sunday is, connect groups, volunteering, orientation, serving, and again, always talking about the importance of church. And so our vision team came up with that. And they spent a whole Saturday just recently really breaking that down and just helping everybody. And the importance of all this is connect people into connect groups, which, by the way, is what Rachel's going to be doing here at our Great Neck campus, which I didn't mention. That's Rachel's, one of her major jobs, and overseeing the transitional home. And what else is there? Pastoral care with the women. Have I got that right? So that's Rachel's role. But I like that. So instead now of every week trying to explain 101, 201, 301, and trying to give it, you know, we're just saying, hey, first Sunday every month, this is what we do. Okay, second Sunday, this is what we do. And if you were here last Sunday and you did 101, then do 201. But if your first Sunday's during 301, we'll just go out to 301. And then we'll make sure you catch 401, 101, 201. Make sense? So I think that's better, don't you? And the big thing we're getting, and Pete Mattisu and the whole team really came back to us and said, people love Wave Church. You can see we're growing. And it's hard to see you growing because you can't just judge it by one campus anymore. Do you know what I mean? And but it's everywhere, and it's right across all that we're doing. And so, you know, the weather nowadays, I've never seen it before, but I'm seeing it. It depends on how cold it is as to what service is bigger in Sunday mornings nowadays, the 9 or the 11. That is hilarious to me. I've never seen anything like it. I remember just a few weeks ago, I looked at the 9 o'clock service. It was packed way up to the back in the 9 o'clock. And I was excited, but I was also anxious about, well, now what's the 11 going to look like? Because they've all come to the 9, because it's, and then the 11 was into the triangles. And I went, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And then the next Sunday, Snowmageddon came. And there you go, praise the Lord. Anyway, enough of that. So the journey changes, I'm excited about the journey changes. I think they're fantastic. The foundation, Way Foundation, this is what we did. Last year, Way Foundation, listen to this, there was no big check last year. Every check is big, you understand? But the year before, there was a check for well over just $1 million, okay? Last year, Way Foundation did over $2 million. Just its giving on the monthly offerings. Provision for the house last year, the cash that's come in, I've got the total now, Josh, right in front of me, is $912,324. Our goal was $650,000. And that's how we bought cash for Norfolk. And I want to tell you something. The fit-out of Norfolk, the quotes we've got back is $1 million. Well, you all know me. I'm believing for do it less than that. You hear me? I'm believing it would be a miracle, and Josh would be the first to tell you, as would Joe Monaco, would tell you that it would take a miracle for this to happen. But I'm believing. These two doubting Thomases keep trying to bring me back to reality. That's not true. Well, they are trying to bring me back to reality, but I'm believing. I'm believing somehow we could get that done for $500,000 or $600,000. And they're believing with me. Don't get me wrong. They're just trying to say, Steve, but if that doesn't happen, this is what it would cost. You with me here? I'm believing it'll happen, so are they. Okay? And so when now Norfolk will be able to afford to we're gonna see that money's gonna come in debt free. We're not gonna borrow money for that. We're believing for the funds to do that. And we've already got someone giving us a nice little kick along the road to get us started at least. And so we're demolitioning right now. Do we have photos of Norfolk? Let's have a look here real quick. Look at my hair. God, it looks terrible. Okay. Oh, they're the old photos. We don't have more recent photos? Let's get, yeah, okay, they're old. Can we get, there we go. That's the demolition. Look at that. Of a 11,000 square foot building, I think it is, or 10,500 square foot building. The La Galleria. I heard we're in the newspaper today. It says Wave Church. Wave Church buys the La Galleria. Look at those photos. They're doing a demolition. The quote on the demolition was about 40,000, and it looks like we're going to do that for about 30,000. So there's a 25% saving already on just the demolition. I'm really believing in some of our tradespeople that you'll have it in your heart just to do something for God's house and just help us to drive down the cost of this to make it as affordable as we possibly can, because I don't want to borrow any money. I want to pay cash for this. Because here's the thing, the money that we do pay for it, Norfolk will be able to afford to pay that back. And then with the money that's paid back, we'll take that money and start our next campus. So it's a gift that keeps on giving. It's just called good stewardship. How many think that's a good idea? You with me here? And so, Where am I? Praise the Lord. So next year, provision for the house, I want to focus as a major focus on Richmond, because we want to get Richmond. We're trying to buy some land right now in Richmond, 7 acres of land that actually Joe this morning in our building team meeting said he really believes that God could be very well holding this piece of property just for us, because the city has denied every building application there's been there, and they've said no to it. And we put a letter of interest in, just so you know, did we do this? We put a letter of interest in. He does it all, to tell you the truth. I say we, but it's he. We put a letter of interest in to say we'd like to buy that land, 7 acres in the Henrico County area. And who's believing me for that? It's exciting. And we always want to give a tithe of the provision for the house offering. Clayton, you're doing a trip this, is it July, Clayton? You're going to Wetoto?
It is, July 4th.
And I understand, Josh, that whenever we send a team over, we all send a check of at least $50,000. So the tithe of provision for the house, we're going to give that to Clayton. He's going to take that to Wetoto with the tip, and we're going to say, keep building your orphanage, keep rescuing child soldiers, right, keep rescuing people who are being sex trafficked. It's pretty amazing. But Clayton, I don't know if you know this, but I really got on my heart that some of the provision for the house offering, most of it I'll allocate to Richmond. So we actually got those two campuses ready up and ready to go. But I want to finish the parking of those extra 100 parking spaces so that every person on property can be on sealed parking at Seaboard Road. Is there any excitement in Seaboard Road about that from the leaders?
Oh, man, is there ever? That's fantastic.
And so that's what we want to do this year with provision for the house. So there's a lot going on. Praise God. Who can keep across all this? Not me. Praise the Lord. That man's worth his weight in gold. Let me tell you. So let me finish up. Let me finish up because time is gone. On just this, what we've done, because we had a Christmas party, which ended up not happening, we didn't get a chance to talk to all of our leaders about Way Foundation. So tonight, I just want to close out tonight by saying, before we ever go to the church, we always want to first go to our staff. And the staff this year, if I go back to my notes and read it, the staff for 2016, this says 15, so I'm assuming that's wrong. Okay, is they committed, just Wave Church staff. How many people on Wave Church staff, Josh? 50, 40, 50 people? 50 people on Wave Church staff, and I don't think that includes North Carolina and all them. Oh, the figure does, but the 50 probably doesn't. There's probably more than 50. But the figure this year, Wave Church staff committed $273,000 of their finances to put toward the foundation. And comparing apples to apples, that's up 11,000 from last year. But our staff isn't up really from last year. And so we met with all of our financial leaders, key financial leaders. We asked all of them to get back to us with what they want to do, so that by the time we go to the church on Sunday, we've always, and then we want to talk to you, our leaders. So by the time we go to church on Sunday, the truth is, if we don't get 80% of the buy-in from that group of people from here, we'll never get there. And so I want to make sure all of you, just for a moment, stay with us on the journey of Way Foundation. And thank you for your support. You know how it works. Let me see. I think the goal is 150 kingdom people. Do we have that graphic? If we do, let's put it up. 150 kingdom people. These are people who give a dollar amount over and above their tithe of $7,500 to $1,000,000+. And I write $1,000,000+ because someone wrote a check for over $1,000,000. And you have not because you ask not. Praise the Lord. And so that's the kingdom people. Then the next group of people is the army. The centurions, who people who give between $2,500 and $7,500 a year and over and above their tithes. And then there's the army of faithful believers. And in that army of faithful believers, we're believing for how many people is there? We're believing for 150 kingdom people. And then we're believing for how many in the centurions? Praise the Lord. I can't find it. There it is. 350 people in our centurions. giving at that amount. That means like Sharon and I are a family, so that's one of us, and we give at Kingdom People, and so we give, so that's the two of us are committing like 150, we're one amount. Does that make sense? So who's believing with me to get to 150 Kingdom People? Now, I don't know what the figure is. Do you know off the top of your head how many people last year were Kingdom People? Do you know how many? About 80 that gave at that level. Now, if 100 people just gave an average of 10,000, you have me here? There's $1 million. Right there. And I'm believing we're going to break through 100 Kingdom People this year. You going to believe with me? My goal is 150. And then our centurions, 350. And then our army of faithful believers, every person's contribution matters. Would you agree with this? And we're just asking you as leaders, please stay with us on the journey. Are you going to stay with us on the journey? So I want to give out a brochure right now, real quick, that you had not seen before, unless you were at one of the financial leaders meetings. Can I have the ushers come real quick? And we're going to hand this out. And I'm taking a little time tonight to talk to all of us, because this is my first launch of the year. And then I'm going to talk to our Connect Group leaders for a little bit after this about some things that are in my heart. And so the financial leaders have really stepped up. And this Sunday, we're asking everybody to participate and to bring our commitments back by February the 21st or February the 28th. And so we're going to talk for a month on vision. It won't just be about money, but we are going to talk about money on Vision Sunday. We're going to include that in what our vision, because it takes money. How many know water's free, but it costs money to get it there? The gospel's free, but it takes money to get it there. And I just need our leaders here and Seaboard Road and Norfolk. I need all of our leaders. Listen, here's the bottom line. Leaders lead by example. You with me here? You're not leading unless people are following you. Okay? And if you're leading, if you think you're a leader and no one's following you, you're just taking a walk. You with me here? So we got to lead by example, and we need our leaders. If this is your church home, everybody can and should do something. I actually think if you're a leader, you should be a giver. I think tithing should be elementary. I think tithing's a giving. That's the Lord's. Giving starts past tithing. Are you with me here? And actually, I'll be really honest with you. I would be as strong enough, and some people may not like this, but I would be as strong enough to say, if you're not giving as a leader, I don't know that you're a leader. And we'll put it this way. I don't know that you should even be a leader. Do you know what I mean? Because what if someone comes to you as a leader and says, I'm struggling financially? What authority do you have to pray with them if you're not actually exampling that? Now, I'm not putting pressure on you, I promise you. Do we have to give? No, you don't. Nobody has to do anything. But if, you know, being a leader in the house of God means you're going to put your money where your mouth is. You're going to step up. You're going to invest. And I want to promise you, I have no expectation of anybody about what that should be. That's between you and the Lord. But I do have an expectation. Everybody who calls himself a leader in Wave Church should be a giver. You with me here? And I want you to know that Sharon and I lead by example. Every year, we are always in the top, how many? Three people that make commitments. Sometimes people just don't make a commitment and do something really extraordinary. And that's wonderful, and praise the Lord for that. And so there's a card here. We want you to go through the brochure. We want you to read through it. And there's the vision for 2016. Our goal is to reduce the net debt by $4 to $6 million. We already have reduced it so far by, what would you say? Just over $3 million since we started that goal. Isn't that amazing? Oh, come on. And by the end of this year, we know it'll be at least $3.5 million. I'm actually believing it could be $4 million by the end of this year. And we're going to pay cash. We're going to pay debt-free Norfolk, and we're going to buy land in Richmond, and we're going to do the extra 100 parking spaces, Clayton, at Seaboard Road, and we're going to give $50,000, and we're going to give away 10% all of our tithe. And on top of that, 8% of all our tithe we give away to mission. You have been here. Is that true, Joe? Trent, we had a meeting tonight. We always make sure that we are giving 10% of all of our tithe doesn't go to just back into WAVE. It goes into church planting, it goes into television, it goes into missions, it goes into Israel, it goes into Africa, it goes into all the different things that we do. I mean, when I talk like this, I just think, God, I can't believe we get to do so much. I can't believe. I honestly think I pastor the most generous church in all the world. Thank you. And I'm asking you now, and I'm thanking you, but I'm asking, we need you to stay with us now. We had a great year last year in the foundation, but who's believing God for even better year this year? Amen. So would you please be leaders and lead by example? And when we're talking about this on Sunday, and it won't be the only thing we talk about, but there's a time to do the ask, and this is that time. Would you actually make sure you're amongst the first to give your intention of what you want to give as a faith commitment to what you want to give to the foundation? And would everybody here do something in Jesus' name? Amen? And so, do you want to know what the six series are for the year? In series one, in January, starts this Sunday, I'm teaching on vision. In April, I start the second series. It's on excellence. In June, series three, we're doing a series about be rich. Money. Series four is on relationships. And that's going to be with Paul Marie de Jong. I'm going to kick that off. Series five is on the Holy Spirit, supernatural miracles. And series six, and we're going to have some better titles on this. These are just my words for now. The authority and the authenticity of the Word of God. Can you trust the Bible? And are we willing to bring our mind, our will, our thoughts, our actions, our behavior in line with the Word of God? And they will be the six major themes of WAVE Church that we have been collectively working on with the vision team, Clayton, about subjects we feel as a church. And in this next session, because I got to finish, I want to talk to all of our Connect Group leaders about a great burden that I have, is that when people come to WAVE Church, we got to make sure we get them in a Connect Group. And I feel like we're not doing enough with Connect Groups. That's no disparaging comment on the people who do oversee Connect Groups, but I feel like it is so important to me that people get planted in the house of God. One of the best ways you'll plant it is in a Connect Group. It will be the major focus of my life this year in WAVE Church, getting people into Connect Groups. And I want to teach tonight, for those who want to stay, those who want to know more about Connect Groups, on the difference between a believer and a disciple. And there's a big difference between the two. A believer can go to church and go to church when they feel like it. But a disciple, come hell or high water, they're planted in the house of God. And so we're going to talk about that. So there's the 2016. Do you receive the vision?